It's good once again to be here tonight, Deliverance Tabernacle Church of God. I tell you, this morning's service just blessed my heart. To see people responding to the word and praying, seeking God this morning. And Sister Donna, you just had your time, didn't you, Sister? You just don't let nothing get in your way, do you? That's wonderful to see people worship God. It just blessed my heart. Amen. To be able to worship with you people and pray with you people just made my day. Amen. I thoroughly have enjoyed the service this morning. Looking for God to help us again tonight. Amen. Amen. You know, the first song they begin to sing is, I am a soldier. Well, I looked in my Bible. I so happen to have something that goes along with everything tonight. I just happened to come across this. The title of it is, I am a soldier. Now, the song they were singing, wasn't that the title of the song, I am a soldier? Let me share this with you before I go on tonight. Is that all right? And listen to this. I am a soldier in the army of my God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Bible is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Ghost, trained by experience, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. I am a volunteer in this army, and I am enlisted for eternity. I will neither retire in the army at the rapture or die in this army, but I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I am faithful, reliable, capable, and dependable. If my God needs me, I am there. If He needs me in the Sunday school to teach the children, work with the youth, help adults, or just sit and learn, He can use me because I am there. I am a soldier. I am not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed up, pumped up. Oh, look out now. Picked up or pepped up. I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. I am a soldier. Oh, yes, I am not a wimp. I am in the place saluting my king, obeying his orders, praising his name, and building his kingdom. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, or candy, or give me any kind of handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. Oh, look at, there's that word now. Amen. Committed. Praise God. Isn't that good? I cannot have my feelings hurt bad enough to turn me around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. When Jesus called me into this army, I had nothing. If I end up with nothing, I will still come out ahead. I will win. Praise God. My God, amen, will continue to supply all of my need. I am more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And the devil cannot defeat me. Weather cannot weary me. Sickness cannot stop me. Battles cannot beat me. Money cannot buy me. Governments cannot silence me. And hell cannot handle me. Woo! Oh, look out now. You getting a hold of that? Amen. Oh, my. For when my commander calls me from his battlefield, he will promote me to captain and then allow me to rule with him. I am a soldier in the army, and I'm marching, claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around, for I am a soldier marching heaven bound. Let's give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Amen. I wonder why that was stuck in my Bible. Amen. Just pull it right off. The Lord knows what he's doing here tonight. I just say I'm a messenger. That's all I am. 1 Peter 5, if you have your Bibles. Amen tonight. Amen. If you'd like to stand, if you can tonight, reverence God's word. Let me say it's good to see some of these coming from Anderson, Brother Sonny Gillum, his family, Brother Jeff Cowart, his family, dear friends in the Lord. Amen. I appreciate them coming all the way from the other side to be with us in this service tonight. And I know some will travel other places. May God richly bless you for being here. Amen. Praise God. All this, the songs tonight, the reading of the soldier, everything seems to go right in line with my message. Amen. Let's look to 1 Peter chapter 5. Begin reading verse number 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, Beginning reading in verse number 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, made you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. My message tonight, only by God's help, is it's not over till God says it's over. Pray with me and for me that God will help us here and manifest himself here tonight. Heavenly Father, we're thankful once again that we're able to be in your house. I pray, God, that you just minister to the needs of your people. Lord, I pray for the great anointing of the Holy Ghost power resting upon my life to deliver this message. Lord, I know that you're able to come in our midst, that you're able to do great works among your people. We desire to feel your presence. We desire to be touched by the hand of God. Amen. Lord, take this word and let it begin to move us, knowing that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Lord, we need that spiritual awakening in this last hour. God, I pray, amen, that there be a great unction to the move of the Holy Ghost. Amen, God, that you can continue to help your people. Amen, God, send us revival. God, we thank you for the service this morning. Such a revival spirit in the air. God, give Deliverance Tabernacle a great move of God. Amen, give them a great revival in days ahead. Do a work even here tonight. Lord, we feel that revival's already begun. And we feel, God, a great move of the thy spirit. Touch us, God. We love the songs of Zion. We love to hear the word of God. Let it do something in our soul tonight. Let there be a stirring that we surely need. Do the work, heal the sick, touch the brokenhearted, do all things, and we'll surely give you the praise. And everyone that loved the Lord said, amen. These scriptures here tonight, referring to verse number 8, to be sober and to be vigilant. Amen. To be watchful in prayer and in all things. Amen. What did Jesus say? Referring to the coming of the Lord. Amen. To watch and to pray always. And be ye therefore ready in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. We know if the good men of the house would have watched and not suffered, amen, to his house to be broken in two, he did not know what hour the thief would have come. He would have watched if he had known what hour the thief would have come, but he did not know. Therefore, we know Jesus Christ is coming as a thief in the night. Amen. Therefore, as the people of God, we need, amen, to be sober. Amen, we need to be watchful in prayer. And we need to look out for our spiritual condition of our heart, knowing that we're ready and preparing our hearts to meet the Lord. But amen, but you do have an adversary tonight, which is the devil. Amen, walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Did you know tonight that there is a killer on the loose? Amen, did you know tonight the crimes that are around us? And the things, amen, is happening right in our neighborhood. Amen. 1 mile from my house about 2 months ago on a Sunday. Amen. Someone went in and killed this 80-something-year-old man. He lived alone just 1 mile from my house. Amen. And the murderer, the killer, is still on the loose. Amen. Have no leads as far as we know today. Amen. So we know there's so much murder and crime and all that is rapid in our nation. And we know even in our justice system, it is corrupt. And we know that Satan, who is the liar and the deceiver and the master deceiver, he's the tempter. He's all that the Bible teaches us that he is. He's doing all that he can to stop us and to hinder us. But I want to be like I read in the letter tonight. I want to be a soldier, enduring hardness as a good soldier. Amen. To put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand in with all the stand in the evil day. Can you say amen? Amen. Church tonight, we got to know. Amen. If the killer's on the loose, if Satan himself is turned loose in this world as the prince of the air, and there's a demonic force out there that we're contending with. Amen. No more than what Paul could say in Ephesians 6, verse 10. 11, he said, be strong, my brethren. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in with all to stand in the evil day. How many believe that we're living in an evil day? How many know that evil is abounding? If therefore he says to put on the whole armor of God, what are we going to be equipped with? That whole armor, that shield of faith, that sword of the Spirit, which quenches, amen, all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. That we can stand against the wiles of the devil. What is those wiles, preacher? The wiles are the schemes and the tactics that he uses against the church. Amen. The wiles of the devil is all that he has planned for us to go down in defeat. But I want to feel like Paul. Amen. Oh, yes, we may be, amen, persecuted, but we're not going to be forsaken. Amen. Praise God. We're not going to be cast down. We're not going to be destroyed, because my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm still holding on, amen, to God tonight. Can you say amen? Let's give him a good hand clap of praise all over the house tonight. But we know, saints of God, that we're suffering, amen, no more the depression of the devil coming against us, trying to hinder us, amen, in our walk with God. But I come to know, amen, if I want daily exercise, I walk with Jesus. I know I need to go down to the track sometimes. Amen. Amen. But one thing spiritually, I know that I'm walking with Jesus. I've set out in this life to walk with him every day. I stay in tune with the Master. Therefore, he begins to reveal unto me, amen, truth of his word. And I begin to open myself out, amen, to the very vision of heaven, knowing what awaits me, that the best is yet to come for the child of God. I stand on the no assurity, amen, that Satan is raging. I've been in my yard, in my backyard at midnight hour, rebuking the devil, saying, devil, get behind me. I'm standing on solid ground. I feel like I'm on holy ground. I'm God's man. I'm God's property. Amen. I rebuke you. I resist you in the name of Jesus. I don't know, have you ever been there? But I'm telling you, church, amen, in the daytime and the nighttime, I come to know that adversary that wars against me and you, he's a defeated foe. And glory to God, there's victory in Christ. And I'm going on. I know we're going to suffer a while, but God, it's what God's word teaches us. It's what God says. It's not over till God says it over. I know I may be tempted. I know I'll be betrayed, but I'm coming out as pure gold. I'm coming out on the other side. I'm coming out with my hands raised, because I'm marching heaven bound. Amen. You feel that way tonight? Amen. Praise God. We're going to have to suffer for a while. But he's going to teach us, and he's going to sell us, and he's going to establish us. Amen. You need to be, amen, established in the faith and the doctrines that you have been taught. We know the last day, amen, oh yes, there's going to be a great falling away, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such has turned away. Amen. They're going to be turned into fables. Oh yes. Oh yes, they're going to believe a lie. Amen. They're coming a day when God shall send them strong delusion. Amen. That they're going to believe a lie, but they're going to be damned. Why, preacher? Because they turn reprobate and reprobate in their minds. Amen. Because they have turned away from God's infallible truths. But listen here, saints of God. I want the truth of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The word is teaching, revealing to me a holy life. A life that's pleasing to God. I'm going to keep marching on. I don't know. I'm a soldier in this army tonight. Amen. God said, son, it's not over. You're going to have to suffer a little while. Amen. But if you suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. Amen. We may suffer a little while, church. We may be tried. Amen. We may be going through some valleys. Amen. But one day God's going to say it's going to be over. But I got to endure these afflictions. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Come on now. But I want to be like David. Amen. If God is near unto me, I was once young, but now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. If you commit your way unto him, trust and also in him, he's going to bring it to pass. How many believe that tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever been in a trial that you thought you was going to never get out? Amen. You ever been through, amen, a valley that God was, it seemed like he was not going to take you out,
Put you on the mountain. Amen. Place you with victory. Listen. In God's time, in God's way, you're coming out of that. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I say Satan is a defeated foe. He's done all he can to stop me. Amen. Just like what he's saying here in the letter. Amen. Hell can't handle me. Why? Because I have the whole arm of God. I'm equipped as a good soldier. I'm going to stand with victory. I got my flag raised. Amen. I'm a winner. Either way, whether I go or whether I stay, I'm still with Jesus Christ. He'll never leave me. He'll be there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you love him tonight? I tell you, church, it's just sweeter than the honeycomb tonight. Amen. But we got to know there's a measure of grace. He's a God of all grace. There's grace and great grace and sufficient grace to meet our needs. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Grace of God. And I'm glad to know that he has called us into his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. After that, you have suffered a while, make you perfect. Establish and strengthen and settle you. Now, amen, make you perfect. Amen, praise God. And amen, Romans 12, 1 and 2, what did he say? Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen, praise God. You know the scripture. Amen, preaching some of that this morning, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen, praise God, is to be filled with the Spirit. Listen, saints of God. Amen, if we take that second verse and we're going to apply it with the first, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Praise God. It's reasonable. It's a service given to God because I give myself over. Amen. Praise God. When Abraham put Isaac or placed him on the altar, amen, he was obedient to God. Amen. He had drawn back the knife. Amen. It was a test of faith. Amen. For Abraham. Amen. Oh, yes, Isaac. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. Amen. The angel of the Lord said, do thy son no harm. Amen. Praise God. God delivered him and still provided a sacrifice. Amen. Oh, yes. We know according to the sacrifices they offered in biblical times of the Old Testament. But it's no more. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. He's the Lamb of Almighty God. He came to take away the sin of the world. What do we have in that realm tonight? Amen. The mediator and the heaven, the great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Let us hold fast our profession of faith, knowing that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. My Lord. Amen. There's a throne. Amen. There's grace. And that grace is abounding tonight. Shall we continue in sin? God forbid, that grace may abound and much more abound. And that's what I've experienced, is the grace of God, the touch of God, the move of God, the covering of God, the shield of God, the refuge in God, the habitation of God. I've been in it all. Amen. The devil tries to, amen, get after me. Amen. Like it was with David. He felt the enemy was behind him. He ran into a cave. He sought God. God delivered him from his enemies. He was like a poor man that had cried, but the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. He delivered him from his enemies. He's going to deliver you from your adversary. He's going to help you tonight. But you felt like, preacher, I hadn't come through yet. Amen. I was going to preach another message. I felt like God was leading me this way, but I sort of want to tie into two. Amen. I was thinking about Jacob. He had wrestled with the angel of the Lord, as the Lord himself said he had wrestled with the Lord to the breaking of the day. Amen. One message I was to preach, it's time for a breakthrough. Amen. When he began to wrestle with the angel, the Lord himself, to the breaking of the day, said, I will not turn you loose until you bless me. Amen. Saints of God, that's where I want to be. Amen. When God changed his name to Israel, amen, knowing that, amen, his name was once Jacob, a deceiver. Amen. Glory to God. But now he's going to be a prince. He's going to be the prince of all Israel. He's going to be Israel. Amen. My Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. What was his name? Ricky Cruz, that was saved under David Wilkerson's ministry back in the 70s. He become a great man of God, but he was one of those leaders in those gangs. He lived a very cruel, evil life. Amen. Amen. Come to know that when he come to open up the Bible,
Amen. Oh, yes. And one of the gang members, whose name was Israel, amen, he began to look at the pages of that Bible. He said, my name's all out through that Bible. Israel, 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 Israel. My Lord God, he come to realize, is that God saying to me? Amen. Go to God. Listen, God knows you by name. He was taking it as God give it to him. But I'm telling you, your name's there. God knows your name. Hallelujah. He knows my name. He knows all things tonight. Amen. Amen. When I heard that, he run up on the stage. He said, look, my name's all through this Bible. Israel, Israel, Israel. Amen. He didn't know anything about the scriptures. He thought God was speaking to him. He said, my name's written down. But for the child of God, your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. No man can't take it out. God's placed it there. Amen. Oh, yes. Your name can be blotted out of the book of life. But long as you remain faithful to God, long as you remain true to God, long as you depend on this grace, long as God's going to strengthen you and settle you and bless you. Listen, God's saying it's not over yet. Amen. But you got to see what's ahead of you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. It may be brink. Amen. You may be on the brink. You feel like I'm in trouble. I'm down. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know where to look up. I don't know where to look down. I don't know what to do. You've heard the saying, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place. I'm between a rock and a hard place. But turn to the rock. Amen. Amen. Turn to the rock. You know what God is saying? If you turn to the rock, amen, you're standing on a firm foundation. That when the adversary comes against you, even what Jesus said, for the man that keeps my words and keeps my sayings is like the man that's built his house upon a rock. He obeys me. He loves me. He's keeping my word. And when the storms come, the winds blow up and beat upon that house, what shall it be, preacher? It shall stand because it's built upon the rock. But for the man that disobeys me, for a man that will not keep my word, is like the man that's built his house on the sand. And when the winds come and the storms come, and the rain comes and blows upon that house, Brother Tim, what shall happen? It shall fall, and great shall be the fall of it. When we think about building, we're building on the rock. We're building looking to the chief cornerstone. Amen. Praise God, the chief shepherd. Amen. The Lord and shepherd and bishop of my soul. And I'm glad to know I'm feasting on the true man of heaven. Listen, I done set aside every weight that so easily besets me. I'm running this race with patience. I'm looking unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. I know what it is. Praise God, to start out, and I'm going to see what it is to finish. You may have heard this saying before, for the man that has set the example in his home to lead his wife and his children, he set that good example of being the Christian man that he should be. And when it comes time for him to die, he says these words, I've taught my children how to live, and now I'm going to teach them how to die. Amen. Praise God. That's the way I want to be, church. I've taught them the way that they should go. Amen. I read the Bible to them. I prayed by their bedside. I preached the word. I've taught the word. I've been that example. Amen. Praise God. I think about my children. My oldest son was born premature. When he was born, he weighed 2 pounds and 7 ounces. The other day, I was looking through a photo album, and there was his footprint that the nurse had took the little ink on his little foot, you know, and dabbed it on a piece of paper, a little postcard or whatever it was. And his foot, I put, my thumb was the size of his foot. I measured it right up that footprint. I stuck my, amen. 2 pounds and 7 ounces. He had stayed in the hospital for almost 2 months. Amen. Me and my wife, this was our first child. Amen. There'll be time. He was in Greenville Hospital. We lived in Seneca. I remember many times about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, we couldn't sleep. I'd turn over and look at her, and she'd look at me. She said, let's get up, let us go. We'd jump in that car, and 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd head to Greenville, go in that neonatal intensive care unit, put on those sterile
gowns and gloves, and we walk in and see that little baby in that little incubator, and we stick our little hands in there and try to touch him a little bit. Amen. The alarm would go off. The nurses run over there and said, well, you know, sometimes alarms will go off if his breathing's not right and this and that and the other. He turned blue all over and all those wires running over his little body. And there he was, just mama and papa looking at her, a little bitty rabbit. He looked like just a little rabbit's been born. Amen. Praise God. He was so small, you know. Amen. Praise God. So tiny. Amen. So helpless. Amen, but he was our son, you know. Amen, praise God. For a long time, that was a trial to us. The devil's saying he's not going to live. The doctor's saying he's got pneumonia. The doctor's saying he's got a heart murmur. Amen, he might not make it. He might not make it. But we prayed. The devil will tell you all kind of lies. I'll never forget one Wednesday afternoon. I drove over to my church. It was on a Wednesday night, and the service had already dismissed. I walked up and grabbed some of those brethren. I say, I'm in trouble. Amen. I need some prayer for my son. Will you go down to the altar and pray for my son? Amen. That God will give him life. They saying it's hopeless. We prayed. We went back days to the hospital. The doctor come in. He said, I want to give you another report, but it was a good report. He's starting to gain a little weight now. And for some reason, that heart murmur just closed up. I wonder why. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that old heart murmur, that hole in the heart, however it is, it just closed up. Amen. Praise God. So on Easter weekend, 1983, we rolled him out and put him in the car. He was still a little feller. Brought him home. I was telling one of the brethren today, I went to the closest furniture store up there at Westminster. And went in there and bought him a Jeannie Lynn crib, solid white. It cost me over $400 in 1983. Now, it was a good bit of money back then. But I want him the best because God's give us the best. Amen. I'm just telling you, church. But the devil said that adversary. He roared and said he's going to die. It seems to be hopeless. But the word of the Lord come to my wife. Amen. God touched us. We come to realize God's in control of you. God's in control of your family. God knows everything. Amen. It's not going to be over until God says it's over. This man right here. Long about that time, I still have it in one of my files at home. He wrote a little letter, amen, to my boy, Russell. My little cousin, Russell. Well, he was probably about 12 years old at the time, maybe something like that. He wrote a letter to my son. He wanted him to live. He just said a little prayer in that little letter. Amen. My little cousin Russell. I don't even know if you remember that, Ted. I don't know if you. I still got it at home. Amen. I don't hardly get rid of anything. I keep about everything. Amen. But praise be good. Look, listen. Amen. Saints of God, what happened to the boy? Amen. He's here today. Amen. He's 27 years of age. He's close to 300 pounds, but he lost some weight. I believe he's a little bit lesser than I am now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's working two jobs trying to raise a family. Amen. He's got a grandson, the only grandson I got. He's 9 years of age. What are you saying? His life is in the hands of God. Riley's life is in the hands of God. My family's in the life in the hands of God. And God said it's not over till I say it's over. That's what God said. Son, it's not over till I say it's over. The devil said, I'm going to kill him. But I give him life. I let him live. Amen. We brought both of my sons when they were just a week or two old down to the altar and dedicated them to God back then. I raised them up in church all their life. That's all they've ever known. Amen. I've been pastoring close to 19 years, been preaching about 22 years or so, and amen, preached all over, you know, in places. Amen, they followed me to here and there. I wasn't evangelizing, I pastored most of the time. Amen, but they were faithful, amen, to me, and I was trying to raise them right. Amen, and sickness would come. Amen, back at that time when my children were small, amen, we kept them in the doctor's office about all the time.
and the doctor's bills would go up $400 and $500 at the time. I couldn't hardly pay. Hey, man, I wasn't making but about $5 an hour at that time. And hey, man, my wife wasn't working. Hey, man, she was raising the children while I tried to work and try to provide. But God always met the need. Hallelujah. He always. I can remember my pastor, because we was out of church for weeks at a time that caused a sickness. He said, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to take the anointing oil. I'm going to anoint every corner of your house. That we're going to drive this sickness out of here. Amen. Amen. You got to get to the devil and say, I'm tired of this. I'm going to anoint, amen, my house. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to anoint my bed. Amen. I'm going to anoint my doors. Amen. Praise God that when the devil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I don't feel the preacher now. Praise God. Amen. Amen. The preacher come over. He took the anointing oil. He went to the every corner of the house and anointed the house. What happened, preacher? We started back to church. That's what happened. We've been in church ever since. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, my oldest son I'm talking about, he's not in church at this moment. He needs to be here. He calls for prayer. He needs prayer. I desire for you to pray for him. Ted's trying to help him. He needs to be here. Thank God Riley's here. But listen, my son, my oldest son knows and realizes, just like your children, your grandchildren, you raised them right, but they can't get away from it. Amen. They try to stay away for a while, but you know what happens? They get on the phone. They say, Daddy, pray. Mama, pray. My Lord God, they can't get away from it. It rings in their ears. I cry out, say, son, he knows what it is to pray. He knows what it is to seek God. He knows what it is because he was raised in it all his life. He ain't going to get away from that. He knows what to do. Amen. But the devil said it's over. But God said it's not over. I say the devil says it's over. God said it's not over. I say the devil says it's over. But God says until I said it's not over, I'm giving you victory. I'm giving you strength. I'm giving you help. Woo! I don't know. Look into the hills, whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. I will continue to lead you, but you must desire me more than anything. More than anything. I am a God that's in the nighttime, that when you're waking out of your sleep, I am there. That I'll never leave you, I will never forsake you. In these troublesome times, look unto me and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I will be there to lead you and rescue you from the adversary who contends, amen, with you and wars against you and robs you from the victory that I've already given to you. Stand fast, amen, be what I've called you to be. Stand on my word. I'll deliver you from that satanic snare that's come against you. For I'm a God that loves you, and I'll continue to lead you as you follow me. Let's worship the Lord all over this house. Amen. Church, raise your hands and magnify the Lord. My Lord God. God's saying it. I have bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Therefore, if you cleave unto me, saith the Lord, amen, and do and keep my commandments, for I have required unto you, amen, to cleave and love me and to draw near to me, for I am a God that's looking down in your heart. I know your thoughts from afar off. I know how that you earnestly seek me But something has turned you aside to the very beggarly elements of this world. But I am a God who will now lead you in the light. For I have called you to the light. Follow me, and therefore I'll lead you by my word that's shining upon your path. Therefore return unto me, saith the Lord. Amen. My word will not return void. Stand upon my promise. Claim it in victory. And I'll be a God that will be present with you and continue to lead you. Amen. All these days ahead. Amen. Let's give him praise all over the house, church. Amen. He's a God that will help us tonight. Amen. If you love him, we can praise him. He's got to worship him tonight. Amen. Woo. Praise God. We love you tonight, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you tonight. A penny for your thoughts, I said to the old man, as he sat there on a park bench all alone. With silver hair and brown eyes gleaming, he smiled and said, just thinking about my home. He said, I'm thinking about home, thinking about going home, dreaming about leaving here. I'm ready to be moving on. It won't be long. Oh, yes. It won't be long, church, and I'm soon going to be home, but until then, I'll be thinking about home. Don't you just love him, church, tonight? We're going home. It's almost over, but we must endure and we must stand fast. Amen. Keep seeking the face of God. Listen, church, I want you to be encouraged. Listen, God's word has been going forth today. Amen. God's presence and his spirit has been real in this place. We felt the touch of God. We have felt the move of the Spirit. Let the Spirit begin to work within you and quicken you and stir your heart. Amen. Praise God. Begin to work within your life. Let that stirring, what did Paul say to Timothy? Stir up the gift of God which is in you, but lay it on the hands. Listen to the work of the ministry. Amen. I come to times of no like David. He come to encourage himself in the Lord. I got to stand on my own. I got to stand on my own 2 feet. I got to come realize, son, you are what you are. I made you what you are. But you stand for who you, what you can stand for, and that's for me. It doesn't matter how much evil comes against you, how much forces of evil come against your mind, how much you become oppressed. Listen, church, I come to realize, amen, God is making me for greater things. He's restored unto me such a greater work. Amen. He's helped us to come realize. Amen. That God is still God and he'll always be God. He's God in the daytime. He's God in the nighttime. He's God in the valley. He's God on the mountain. You got to let God be God in your life. Amen. Quit looking behind you. Look ahead. There's going to be better days for the church. There's going to be better days for the saints of God. Have me believe that tonight. Let me say this. You have compassed that mountain long enough. That's what it is. I say you have compassed that mountain long enough. It's time to come out now. It's to come out with your hands raised. Amen. It's time to get on your own feet. Amen. Praise God. You take the man of God. He works with people. He prays with people. He visits with people. Amen. He desires to be a blessing. He desires to preach truth. He desires, amen, to be what God has made him to be. But at times he becomes discouraged because people don't respond to the word of God. And therefore God's given the man of God a message. And therefore he's given his whole heart. And people sat there like deaf ears. Amen, praise God. We got to receive the word of God. Listen, be a doers of the word, not just hearers only. Deceiving your own self. Let's be a doer and not just hearers only. You got to respond. You got to be quick, amen, to obey God. You're coming through. You're in a tunnel, but you're coming through. Brother Branch preached for me. Amen. He was a good old man of God. He said when he was in the army, he said they had run out of ammunition and the enemy was behind. He was in command of that troop. There's a big covert in the road. He said, the only thing I know to do is to hide in this covert pipe. He said, all those soldiers cuddled in there, and here come the enemy marching right over the top of them. They was out of ammo, didn't have no hand grenades, didn't have nothing left. And there the enemy was over their head, marching right over that covert pipe. But God kept them safe in that zone. He said, until the enemy got out of sight and they could come out to safety and they could go the opposite direction because the enemy was out of sight. Listen, amen, praise God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. How many believe it? Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, saints of God, amen, it just blesses me to know that the work of God is going to continue on whether I serve him or not, whether I preach or not. If I do anything to sit down, I'm hurting my own self. You know, that's what I come to realize, brethren. Amen. Sometimes I get a pity party going on, and I sit there and that old devil comes against my mind. I don't feel like getting up. I feel like staying down. Amen. I can't get up. It seems like he just seems to knock me right off my feet. Just knocks my props right out from under me. Amen. Saying, you better quit. You're not coming out on top. Oh, yes. All the things that come against your mind, you know how it is. Amen. But I sat there sometimes, and all of a sudden, just the Spirit of God touched me. Son, be a man like Paul was. Amen. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen. If I'm going to be like a child, I can just wallow in my pity party. I can just wallow in my unbelief. And I can just wallow around and let the devil play with me like a rag doll. If that's what I want him to do. The Bible says, amen, give no place to the devil. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Is that right? And it just comes to me. Son, you're not doing anything but hurting yourself. If you continue on like that, it's a choice. Amen. You can go ahead and choose to wallow in that pity party. You can wallow on in that unbelief, son. But until you stand on your feet and look me straight in the face, amen, glory to God, and look in the eyes of God and say, look what I've already brought you from. Look where I'm leading you. And all of a sudden, the spire of God hit me in the top of my head. And I come to realize, amen, what I've been bought, how I've been bought, what I'm going, and where I'm heading. My Lord God, hallelujah. If God never chooses to bless me again, I'm still going on. But the thing about it, I know he'll bless me again. But if he chooses never to bless me, if he chooses never to touch me, amen, I'm fully persuaded like Paul was. I'm persuaded to keep on, and I'm going to keep traveling on and pressing on in this journey. Amen. I'm not a quitter. I'm a winner. And I feel, listen, we're on the brink of the coming of the Lord. And what we need to do it quickly. And we need to do it with all our might. Amen. I'm not as young as I used to be,
Maybe I'm not as zealous as I used to be. Amen. My vitality might not be like it used to be. Amen. My work for God, because I was once a young man and I give more in my strength to the work of the ministry. Now I'm getting a little bit older and maybe I'm slowing down a little bit. But listen, saints of God, there's still a moving and a stirring within my soul. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I say, God, I prayed. When I was in the jail ministry and they locked me up in those prisoners, and I'd sit around and talk to them and have a conversation with them. And they'd look me right in the eyes and all I could see was a devil in their eyes. But God put me up in there and locked me up in there with them. And I tried to, you know, encourage them and pray with them. Amen. You know, it's a strange feeling. I've never been in jail, never been in any kind of trouble. I'm in law enforcement, type of law enforcement I'm in. You know, I have to have a good record. I can't have no felonies on my record or anything like that. Amen. I'm enlisted. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. And therefore, amen, when you go in there and they shut that old big old iron door and it clinks, click, and you look around at them boys that come staring in your face, they ready for a fight. You know what I'm saying? Mean as a rattlesnake. Amen. But once you begin to witness and they begin to listen, amen. And once you begin to preach, they listen. Amen. When the work of God continues to go on, church, amen, you're trying to do your best. And you say, I hadn't felt God in a long time, but God, I still want to work. Amen. Work while it's day, there's coming night when no man can work. I say, God, but I'm going to keep on in anyway. And there's nothing like receiving the blessings of God and feeling His presence. But when I get alone, church, I come to know it's my time and His time that He desires to bless me. There's a place of solitude with God when He begins to reveal unto you what He's trying to reveal in your life to make you a greater teacher, preacher, pastor. I think about this brother here. He's carrying a burden. I've had that burden, brother, just like you're feeling. I've been there. I can feel it from you. But God's going to help you, brother. It's going to be all right. Amen. Because you're sincere, you're earnest. You can feel that in people. You can see it in people. Amen. Isn't that wonderful to know? We're on this thing together. We're all in this thing. We're pulling together. Yes, we may have some disagreements and we may have a little bit different beliefs on something. But listen, we're serving the same God. Why can't we come together? Why can't we worship together? Why can't we love one another? Why can't we help one another? People wants to put their differences in between men and can't worship. Listen, we got to love people. We got to have the love of God perfecting us. We got to have the love in us. He's got to help people and to win people to Jesus Christ. You know what happened to me this past week? And it just really caught me off guard. My supervisor coming to me, he don't usually talk to me. We was beginning to have conversation about our economy and our nation. And I began to tell him, I said, well, we're in the end times. He was talking about my ministry. I said, I'll be preaching two services in Powdersville this Sunday. He said, it seemed like the Lord's blessing. I said, yes. We began to talk about our nation and things, about ministry and different things. And we got talking about Obama. I said, well, I heard on the news that, amen, most America's thinking that he's anti-Christian, he's Muslim. Can you believe that? He's Muslim? He looked over at me. He said, my wife's Muslim. I thought, oh, my. He said, his wife is a Muslim. I thought, I wasn't expecting him to say that, you know. I've never been around no Muslims, you know what I'm saying? But he said, there's some good ones and bad ones. He said, Obama is hiding behind Muslim, just like Christians hide around behind true Christianity, is what he's saying. If they say to Christians, they try to live behind the name but not live the life. And he said it the same way with Muslims. I don't know. I'm just telling you what he told me. He said, you go to Turkey from where my wife is from, they pray six times a day. They call for prayer up in that big cathedral place or wherever they're at, just like some of the Catholics may call a mass, you know. And they have their services, and they pray six times a day. Well, I don't know. And I don't know what they're praying to. I don't believe it's the same God I'm serving tonight. Amen. Praise God. That the amen of God I'm calling on is still the true God. He's still Jehovah God. And He's never changed.
Amen. I don't have to be called to pray six times a day. I can pray in my heart 24/7 if I want to. Amen. I can cry out to God just as much as I want to. I don't have to count on no priest going in once a year either. I go to the man, amen, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Anytime I get ready, I don't have to wait for revival. Revival comes to me. I don't have to wait around. All I got to do is get up to the table. Right there he is.
Come on, son.
Woo.
It's not over till God says it's over. I say, do you love him tonight? Could someone get me some music? Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand tonight if you would. Amen. Let us all bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord, thanking you today for your goodness that you have shown to us. Lord, thanking you for a great opportunity to minister the word of God. I thank you, Lord, for what I felt behind this sacred desk. I thank you for the great move of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for touching the hearts of these people. God, prepare our hearts for that which is to come. Lord, just make us, amen, what you desire for us to be. God, we know it's not over till you say it's over. And your grace is sufficient for us to carry us through. Lord, there's sick people here. There's weak people here. There's people that's discouraged. But God, you're a God that's able to reach down tonight, amen, and help us right where we're standing. God, come down and do a work within us. Help us to come realize that you're a God that loves your people. And there's none compared or likened unto our God here tonight. Oh, hallelujah.